This is Twit.
If you went back and looked at the stories that came out yesterday from people who are pre-briefed, there are no two stories that say the same thing, even remotely, right?
Like, that's pretty funny. So I'll tell you what my uninformed impression is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a potpourri, a melange, if you will.
All right, you're heading in the right direction. You're getting warmer.
of a bunch of existing Microsoft technologies.
Oh, yes. Okay. By the way, nailed it. Very nice.
Yeah,
very
you
nice.
Did. Yep.
Designed to serve the one thing I said during
you were almost
so close.
Depending on what you say next, you might nail it.
Yeah. I said during the event, if they had announced this last March, they would have had a year of pandemic to really get into it.
Yeah.
But true. I feel like they're announcing something for basically socially distanced businesses or distanced offices that is going to be less important. But, you know, maybe they're hedging their bets and saying,
the Viva thing that they announced last couple weeks ago is very similar in construct. Existing technologies repackaged, given a brand, obviously making improvements and adding new stuff. But by and large, it's something that sort of was already, you know, they were already kind of heading in that direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I, Mary Jo and I were talking about this earlier, and I kind of said that Mesh is to HoloLens as Viva is to Microsoft 365.
Okay.
It's what I call a licensable moment.
Yeah.
If you will. Yeah. Right? Which is the third thing I was hoping you were going to land on right there, which is we don't just give things a name to give them a name. We give things a name so we can put them in a ledger somewhere and charge you for that thing.
It does seem like this is what Microsoft has been doing lately, which is taking products or tools and creating, like, that's what Microsoft, what Dynamics 365 was in the first place, right?
Right.
And now they're taking
taking things and packaging them in a new way.
But
right?
The question still remains, what is this thing?
What
Mary
is it?
Jo?
Okay. So I'm going to give it a shot. I always like to look at architectural diagrams because for me, that really makes things more solid in my own mind. So if you look at their architectural diagram for what Mesh is, on the bottom, it's all the infrastructure technologies we know and love, right? It's the graph, of course. It's Microsoft Identity, you know, so that you can sign in with Active Directory, Azure Active Directory, or your Microsoft account. It's identity services. It's billing. It's audio and video. That's the whole bottom, right? Then on top, you've got these pieces they've started to announce already that they've renamed and repackaged. So Spatial Maps, I think, is Azure Spatial Anchors, which they announced 2 years ago at Mobile World Congress. Then you've got Holographic Rendering, which I think is the thing that used to be called Azure Rendering. the two new pieces are there's this immersive presence piece, and then there's this multi-user sync. So the idea of Mesh is it's a platform that you can use across all different kinds of devices, phones, PCs, tablets, even third-party non-Microsoft virtual reality headsets and HoloLens.
And it looks like this.
I know.
Hopefully not all the time.
Alex Kipman standing underwater.
We all live in.
That's exactly what the chat room said. They said, it's Ringo Starr. Where's the blue meanies?
Yeah.
But you're right. I think the architectural diagram does describe it much better.
It does, right?
I agree with
you. And then on top is the thing that everybody needs to make this all work, the SDK, right? You always need a software development kit. So they're trying to get third-party developers and Microsoft developers to take this Mesh SDK and meshify their apps, right? That's what they're trying to do.
That's kind of interesting because it brings it back to the original, I don't want to call it an issue, but the thing with HoloLens, which is, here's this thing we created. Let's see what developers do with it. You know,
right.
And by the way, I will say, by and large, that actually kind of did work out with HoloLens. I think by the time HoloLens 2 came out, in addition to the technical improvements to the product itself, which are significant, we finally saw these use cases start appearing that made sense, you know.
Right.
And so maybe that will happen here. Well, it probably will. I mean,
Microsoft Bob pops up and says, it looks like you're trying to meshify your apps.
Yep.
Thanks to Mashed Potato in the chat room for that.
Yeah. The part I didn't think they nailed in the keynote was examples of scenarios that you really need to have a bunch of avatars and holograms sitting around a table and interacting, right? Like it's like we could do Windows Weekly in the mesh environment if we wanted to. But do we all need to be at the same table in some kind of an abstract form? Well, no.
But they're betting, right? Though, like with companies like Salesforce and Spotify and Twitter and Google and all these companies saying you don't have to come to work. They're multinationals. I think they're betting that the new...
Well, I think the future is hybrid, basically.
Yes.
Right. But couldn't you guys just use Skype or Teams or Zoom to do that? Like, why do you need mesh, right?
Well, because the people who have an actual AR or MR headset will have a different experience. So you mentioned it will work across all these different device types, including mobile. If you're on a phone or an iPad...
And by the way, it does not require...
special hardware, right?
That's what they said.
What you're getting is a 2D. Yeah. You're just getting a 2D, just like what you're doing right now on Skype or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So, but if you have this hardware, you're getting a more. I think what they're trying to say is it's something that bridges the gap between truly physically being together in the same room and this flat screen Zoom fatigue problem that we have now. The only problem I have with it is, well, first of all, nobody has these things, but even those that do. It's expensive, blah, blah, blah.
They're $3,000, right? They're not.
And they're uncomfortable still. They're not comfortable.
You could use an Oculus.
Yeah, it's like a Darth Vader mask. I mean, it's still.
Yeah, yeah.
If you thought you hated meetings now, wait till you have to wear a headset.
Wait till you do it in 3D. Yeah.
No, but, so in this Microsoft Mechanics video that I talked about, they show a few scenarios where you actually would need to be in the same room physically. Like they showed an example of a 3D model of a pipe, and they're like, this part is broken right here. So if you're trying to show that on Skype or on Teams or whatever, it's hard, right? But if you have a 3D model and you're all around it and you can point to a little crack in it there and everybody can look at it, I'm like, okay, there's why you need to be in the same
room. Flashing on his eyes.
Looks like he has devil eyes, yeah.
Yeah, that was a tough look.
They did not announce any changes to HoloLens, really, right? The technology is unchanged. Is that right? Yeah. Here's the pipe.
And it is, seriously, it's been two years.
Yeah.
Right. But see, if you're in this scenario, this guy, he's got a broken pipe. Need somebody to help him fix it. But you have to show exactly where on the pipe it's broken. So if you're trying to show that on a picture, you know, a 2D picture, it's harder than you're all around it and you're like zeroing in on it and looking at it together, right?
Did it bother you that people doing in this environment had no arms and no legs?
And just hands.
But then the people, the real people had legs and hands, and I guess if you're a participant from distance, you're in one of these weird 3D things. And if you're this guy, you're all alone in meat space. And
right now there isn't even support for people doing holoportation, which is what Alex Kipman and James Cameron were doing.
Like, they don't even do that?
No, not yet, right? Like, so it's these avatars. That's what's there today, and holoportation's coming later.
That was another thing that bugged me, and this is kind of ancillary, but as they have often, in fact, always done with HoloLens, they show something that doesn't, that isn't the same as the experience. Right. And it looked to me as we watched it that Kipman and Hanke, or Kipman and James Cameron, shot something on a green screen ahead of time and then laid it in. I mean, this is not what HoloLens is going to do. This is not
that demo you just showed is an AR experience. You're standing in a room. You're interacting with holograms, and in this case, some of them are holograms representing other people, right? And they're cartoonish, but it's V1. Yeah. I mean,
that's the main thing. It's V1. I mean, this is like Atari 2600 compared to Call of Duty. And someday, down the road, this will be amazing.
By the way, the other thing I think the thing that is maybe the best news for this platform is because you hear from people on Twitter and they say, well, this is all good and everything, but when Apple comes out with whatever they're doing a year from now, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, except you know, Apple does things for Apple. You know, Apple's stuff is only going to work on Apple's devices. Right. This is cross-platform, you know, so.
It won't be like this. It won't be like this. This is, Microsoft is doing the enterprise version of whatever this is.
Right.
Apple will absolutely not be doing that.
Right. I was happy they played up the enterprise stuff throughout the keynote, because even though, like, the fun stuff is the Pokemon and, you know, all the consumer.
What part of the underwater world said enterprise to you? Was it the whale that swam by at one point?
No, but all the stuff Kipman was talking about at the beginning was all enterprise. And I'm like, that's the true audience for this, right?
Well, by the way, it is. And that's sort of what I meant earlier when I said they were looking for a use case, and then they found it, and it was in these vertical markets that are part of the commercial market, for sure.
Here's Alex, I guess, building the set for this, or
They were building the set for how this.
They never showed. It's interesting because they never showed the set, we never really knew what the real world looked like at this, which is kind of interesting.
Right. Plus, you were watching it in alt space VR, basically, right?
Yes. And that,
so that also made it weird,
whether you wanted to or not. Even the 2D experience was alt spaced with the whales and
I think it got a little, like you said, Samsung trippy, but I think the essence of it was good. And I think they need to show, like, these kinds of scenarios that are more boring,
industrial,
but real.
Industrial scenarios, right. But it's also not new. I remember we went to Ford's Dearborn facility 10 years ago and went to the design studio, and they're wearing VR headsets to design cars.
Ford, if I'm not mistaken, is one of the adopters of this stuff. And a lot of the demos that you see, whether it's a car maker or anything else they've been showing, is there'll be the one guy with the HoloLens on, and he's, you know, describing the work that he did to others. But the other people have less expensive Windows mixed reality headsets on.
Right.
And that allows them to see what the guy is talking about in that 3D space and walk around it, but you know, not interact.
They can't interact
with it exactly.
Right?
Not in the same.
You're right.
There's a lot of uses. I mean, Google Glass is being used this way right now. This is the existing use for Google Glass. So there's definitely uses for this.
Yeah. So the piece that's the brand new piece here that didn't exist is the collaboration piece, right? Like that Paul just described. So you can have a person seeing things and people looking alongside him, but the actual physical act of collaboration, that's what's new. And that's what they're trying to play up by talking about the, the immersive presence and that kind of thing.
But this isn't substantially different from what they showed 2 years ago.
We're not doing that.
Right. So, 2 years ago. But Leo, remember this? I was on the show with you live when they were doing this at Mobile World Congress, and Paul was at Mobile World Congress. Everybody was focused that day on HoloLens 2. But we talked about Azure Spatial Anchors and Azure Rendering.
I remember.
And to me, that was the big deal.
And you were
not
right.
Not the HoloLens.
Tim Sweeney came out, remember?
Yep.
From Epic?
Tim Sweeney, right?
Yep. From Epic Games.
So I think, I feel like they almost felt like nobody paid attention to those parts. And those are the parts that
they were the important
big
parts.
Deal,
so then,
By the way, I mean,
they did this time.
This is kind of on Microsoft, because unfortunately with HoloLens and with Windows Mixed Reality, they have this habit of coming out with an announcement. It's always interesting. It always is interesting. And then it kind of, you don't really hear much for a year, or in this case, 2 years. It's like, they've been working on things, you know.
Of course.
And of course, customers have been doing things. And I wish it was a little more regular, you know.
Yeah.
I think it takes people like you guys, and especially Mary Jo, to kind of explain really what the applications for this is and what it means. Do you think, Mary Jo, enterprise users look at this and say, oh, yeah, I get what this is going to be great?
No, I think the thing. So when you're doing a keynote like this, you have to balance the wanting to have a glitzy, fun thing like the aquarium versus showing people in a factory doing mundane tasks.
I was trying to understand who this part is for. Who is this for?
I know.
Is it
press?
This is just showing a capability and it's fun. But by the way, the other thing we got to remember is, you know, this is me for sure. I mean, I think of the Microsoft kind of commercial customer base, and I think of people like me. You know, you're working at a traditional computer, productivity tasks, you're an office worker, knowledge worker, whatever you want to call it. But the truth is, the commercial part of Microsoft's business encompasses a wide range of types of companies and customers that do different things. And it's not just, you know, guys in building cars or whatever. There's all kinds of use cases for this that have nothing to do with sitting in front of a computer typing into a Word document, you know. Mm-hmm. But if this becomes inexpensive enough, this could be a lighter, smaller version of this, could be a peripheral that, you know, lots and lots of people get. And it would be useful for those kind of hybrid mm-hmm. meeting scenarios where it would be less fatiguing, presumably, than sitting here staring at a screen.
So I now understand why Microsoft calls it mixed reality, because it is mixed. It will be AR for some people who can afford and have a HoloLens. Right. It'll be VR for people who are using an Oculus Quest. It will be just, you know, 2D projections.
That's 2D for people. AR, basically, like you see on an iPad. Yeah.
So it is mixed reality. It's not necessarily one or the other. What is the experience, you think, in VR? Do you think, I mean, they said you could wear an Oculus Quest 2 to do this.
Yeah, they did say that.
What would I see Alex live?
Don't you think it would probably provide like a 3D effect that you can't get on a 2D screen?
Maybe,
it would just kind of give it a depth.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah, we're not seeing that. Does the HoloLens give it a more 3D depth or no?
Well, HoloLens, you're seeing the real world. And so the way the holograms work overlaid on that real world is they realistically interact with the environment. They get smaller as they go further away. They disappear behind things.
So it would be more like you're in the
world. I don't want to call it 3D. I mean, life is 3D, but it's it blends with the realistic. You know, it fools your brain, basically.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen this in HoloLens and in Oculus, just to get a sense of what like
these would people in the audience here. I assume they were wearing mixed reality headsets, right? And that's the point of this.
They're alt space VR, right?
They're also real world, because we saw, and this, I think they made a big mistake. It would have been great to show the real world.
Yeah,
as
exactly.
You begin, show them, so we understand what the real world looks like.
Because some of them could have been
VR.
Oculus, maybe. Some would be Windows Mixed Reality.
Oh, some of them would have had a giant cat tail in front of them.
There must be like a mixed reality.
Very realistic, Mary Jo.
There was a great depth to that.
Yeah, there was. Oh,
it was,
there goes Alex,
right?
Transported out.
That's how he's going to pass right there. He's just going to disappear.
Yeah.